Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Reigning in Life. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
He commanded fevers to leave. He commanded the dead to rise. He commanded the wind and waves to cease and be still and quiet. Devils to leave. Obeyed him, obeyed him, obeyed him. But he said, everything I did, I saw the Father do. Everything I said, I heard him say. How did he see it? How did he hear it? It was through his constant fellowship with the Father. He's walking with the Father. He's seeing what to do. He's hearing what to say, and he's just acting on it. And when he does, there's power. There's anointing. There's results. Is it going to be any different from you and I? In the same chapter, skip on down just a few verses to the 43rd verse. He said, I am come in my Father's name, and you receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, him you will receive. If somebody comes, how?
In his own name.
Did Jesus come in his own name?
No.
He said, you better listen to me because I'm Jesus.
No.
I mean, if anybody could have said it, it would have been him.
Yes.
Did he say it?
No.
No. He said, I did not come of myself. I did not send myself. I am not speaking of myself. I'm not doing what I want to do. The Father. He sent me. He told me what to say, right? Giving all the glory to the Father. He said, you don't receive me. He said, but if somebody comes in their own name, you'll receive him. How can you believe which receive honor one of another and seeks not the honor that comes from God only? Now listen carefully, and you'll really get something that'll help you to discern between truth and error. Between what is God and what is not God. Those in error always draw attention to flesh.
Yes.
Always. They always draw attention to my gift. My ability. My revelation. My vision. It's always emphasis on the flesh. You know, when the Spirit of God manifests, the Bible said the Spirit of God would not even speak of himself. But what he hears, that's what he speaks. Jesus didn't speak of himself. Turn over to the 7th chapter. I could quote it to you, but look at it. Let your eyes rest on it. The 7th chapter of John. Can you stay hooked just a few more minutes? John 7 and verse 15. Verse 15, John 7:15, the Jews marveled and they said, how knows this man letters having never learned? These people were scholars. They had multiple doctorate degrees in theology. They were considered the experts. And when they heard Jesus speak, they were impressed. They thought, where'd he go to school? And then they found out, he didn't. How does he speak? Where did he get that? How does he speak like that? And finally, I guess it was so strong, they asked him personally. They said, where'd you get all this? How'd you learn how to talk like this and speak like this? Now, if that would have been many people today, you know what they'd have said? Well, I had to pay a price. It was hard. I burnt the midnight oil. Man, I studied. While others were playing, I was praying. What is that? Well, now go to the very next one. Verse 18, 17 goes with it, but verse 18, he describes it. He that speaks of himself is doing what? Seeking whose glory? If you're talking about yourself, are you seeking God's glory?
No.
No. Whose glory are you seeking? Oh, friend, I just believe in you getting this. People do it under the guise of talking about God, but really they're talking about themselves. My vision, my revelation, my this, my that, and any time that somebody keeps talking about, you know, me, what I can do for you, and what I have, and what I have, they are seeking their glory, not seeking God's glory. The servant's not above his master. The highest place we could ever aspire to is being like our master. Right? And how did our master operate? He said, it's not me. I don't have it. I just say what the Father gives me. Right? The works I do, I didn't do of myself. In fact, I can't do one thing of myself. Who said that? Did Jesus really say that? I can't do one thing. Well, see, that proves he's operating as a man. Right? What we talked about earlier. Oh, but did he operate? He didn't say, I can't do anything. He said, I can't do anything of myself. Oh, but in walking with the Father, is he hearing things? Is he seeing things and acting on them, and miracles are happening? Ruling and reigning, sickness go. Spirit, shut up and leave. Peace, be still. Rise and walk. Right? Can we operate in that kind of thing? It's our destiny. It's our call. But you won't do it just with five steps and using the name of Jesus like hocus pocus. It's a matter of knowing him. Right? And we're all growing in this, aren't we? We're all growing in this. Think about Jesus' ministry. There was a time in John, you remember the pool of Bethesda? Five porches full of sick people. I mean sick people everywhere. He walks out there, he ministers to one man and leaves. What about the rest of them? Well, there are other times when he's preaching and teaching and they brought multitudes, and as many as to everyone that touched got healed. But the Lord sending him to do a thing, he was led by the Spirit. Jesus, why didn't you heal the rest of them? He would tell you he didn't do it himself. What would he tell you? I only do what I see the Father do. I only say, and what? He directed him to go to that one. Right? Thank you, Lord. He's our example. There is no better. Right? There is no other. True example. Without turning to it, Jesus said in John 8, he said, when you've lifted up the Son of Man, you'll know that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father taught me, I speak these things. I do always those things that please him. You know, if you just got through reading it, he says it over and over and over again in different words, that he was completely dependent on the Father for every part of his ministry. Now go with me to the book of Joshua, and I'm thinking about quitting. In Joshua, the 10th chapter. No. Not quite through. Go to Genesis 18. Then we'll go to Joshua. I'll wrap it as soon as I feel like I can. Genesis 18 and then Joshua. Genesis 18. This is the story of Abraham, God. And Genesis 18, the angel of the Lord, speaking as the Lord, came and spoke to Abraham, spoke concerning Sarah, bearing a child. You remember all that? And down in verse 16, the men rose up from thence and looked toward Sodom, and Abram went with them. Everybody say, Abram went with them. Abraham. He's walking with the Lord, isn't he? He could have just waved by, but he's following them. and going with them toward wherever they're going. And the Lord said to him, shall I hide from Abraham that thing which I do? Everything about this bespeaks relationship. He said, Abraham is my friend. He said, I got to tell you what's about to happen here. How many understand that there are some people that's more in the know than others? There's some people closer to God than others. Just a fact. And it's not because God plays favorite. It's because some people desire it more than others. Right? Give him more time than others. More of their thoughts. More of their heart. He said, shall I hide the thing from Abraham which I do, seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great mighty nation? All the nations of the earth will be blessed in him. For what? Verse 19. For what? For what? I know him. I know him. God says, I know him. He will command his children and his household after him, and they will keep the way of the Lord to do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring on Abraham that which he's spoken of him. He said, I know him. He's not all talk. He's not just a Sunday Christian. I know him. I tell him to do something, he will see to it that everything under his hand complies with it. And he did. And verse 20, he tells him about the impending destruction and judgment of Sodom and Gomorrah. And verse 23, Abraham drew near. And he says, will you destroy the righteous with the wicked? Now, who's he talking to? That's pretty bold. Keep reading. He said, what if there's 50 righteous in the city? Will you destroy and not spare the place for the 50 righteous that are therein? That'd be far from you to do after this manner, to slay the righteous with the wicked, and that the righteous should be as the wicked. That'd be far from you. Shall not the judge of all the earth do right? Whoa. Now, who's he talking to? Why did he talk to him that way? There you go. Do you see these two sides here? God says, I know him. What did Abraham turn around and say? I know you. It's not like you to wipe out innocent people with wicked people in judgment. That's not you. How many know that's still not him? He's never changed. It's so sad that people don't know him and they think he's putting cancer on their babies. They think he's blowing away their house with a hurricane. They don't know him. I said they don't know him or they wouldn't say those things.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Fellowship and Boldness, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1001I. That's R-1001I. And the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
God.